Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
BoxingVoice.com. All the guys want, I want what Mayweather got. I want what Mayweather got. He done bust your ass like Mayweather. I was trying to fight every fight. I sacrificed a lot. To get to where I got you.
What do you bring to the table?
Let's get this song. Let's do it.
Where it's like this. It's the other way. Wait.
All right, that's it. Hold on. Bernard, everybody calm down.
Man, you know how these bitches is in the sport. Total disrespect. Kid has no class, no style at all. I sacrificed a lot.
BoxingWiz.com.
Get to where I got to.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another midday edition of the BoxingVoice.com, coming to you live from New Jersey. Gloomy, rainy day, but I'm sure over in the Golden State, home of the hipster, it's going to be a lot sunny. Before we get to him, let's talk why we're here. Why? Because heavyweight legend, former kingpin, Iron Mike Tyson, says that he was very impressed with Anthony Joshua's win over Vladimir Klitschko, which made him the biggest name in world boxing today, according to Mike Tyson. Anthony Joshua, you know, was able to climb off the canvas and stop Vladimir Klitschko in front of 90,000 fans in Wembley Stadium, like all of us know. It was an exciting fight, so much that he's getting more credit for the win than Tyson Fury, who got the win before him. He's become now the WBA, IBO, and IBF heavyweight champion of the world. But Tyson said he had picked Vladimir Klitschko to be victorious, so I'm not sure if this is a little bit of hate or just a little bit of truth. Tyson told ESPN that it was a great fight. He actually picked Klitschko to win, and although Anthony Joshua got up off the floor to defeat Vladimir Klitschko, he doesn't feel the young man is yet ready for one Deontay Bomb Squad Wilder.
Bomb Squad!
So before we give you more details, you know the number, 1-425-569-5241. You want to voice your opinion on this subject, hit that one button and call into the Voice of the People hotline here at the Boxing Voice. Don't forget, international callers can add Nestor Gibbs on Skype, N-E-S-T-O-R-G-I-B-B-S. Let's head on out to the Golden State of the hipster.
Dollar DiBiase Production.
This is a beautiful performance against a very tough guy in Michael Johnson. How do you feel about it?
Fuck that,
Conor
McGregor.
BoxingVoice.com.
You know me, Larry. From a wicked entrance, from a flip over the rock, into a knockout now. When the main thing is, I just help the guy. I wish.
BoxingVoice.com.
Yes, the hipster's here. All the haters, beware. I know. I was on that bullshit last night about Shannon Briggs. I mean, push that aside. I mean, talk about him and be all happy, be positive, and talk about the biggest star in boxing, Anthony Joshua. And yes, you did mention that people are forgetting about the Tyson Fury win over Klitschko and how that was first. And I'm just going to mention it very briefly, and I'm going to explain why that is. Because that fight, that win over Klitschko, the first guy to beat him in so many years, that was within the boxing bubble. Joshua's win was outside the boxing bubble. Everyone that didn't follow boxing knew about that fight and knew about that win. So, you know, Mike Tyson, he's just the man, and he's a star. He was a star. Mike Tyson, arguably one of the most iconic faces of the sport ever. He's right up there with Muhammad Ali and being iconic with the sport and transcending the sport. And if he says that Joshua is the guy, then he's the guy.
But
do you disconnect your cord there, Ness?
He is saying that he's the guy, but he's also saying he's not ready right now for Deontay Wilder. He actually went as far as to say he should fight a guy like Michael Perez.
Now, was he?
Wait a minute, hipster. I mean, we got to be clear. A legend in Mike Tyson telling Anthony Joshua, who just defeated Vladimir Klitschko in that fashion, to fight Michael Perez. It's a step backwards. He's asking him to regress him. He's asking him to kind of tweak things before he gets exposed.
Now, just to clarify, are we sure, 100% sure, that when he's talking about Mike Perez, he's talking about Joshua fighting him and not Wilder fighting him? Because, again, it was a little bit ambiguous to me. Because when I first read it, I interpreted it as him thinking that Deontay Wilder needs some fights before he fights the big name of Joshua. I could be wrong. I could have misinterpreted that, and you could have the correct interpretation. And I do think it's a little bit ambiguous to where we don't know what he's saying, and obviously it's in print, so we lose some of the context around it. But that's how I saw it, that he thought Deontay Wilder needed some wins before he before he can get the fight with the big star, because he thinks Deontay Wilder is a quote-unquote nobody.
That's definitely not what I got.
And maybe the callers will come in and say I'm right or you're right. I don't know. But if I'm going to go along with your way, if he is saying that Joshua needs to fight Mike Perez, then that makes no sense to me. I'm sorry. Like, I love you, Mike. You know, you're one of the most interesting people in the sport. Definitely used to watch your highlights growing up and everything like that. I remember you fighting like guys like Lennox Lewis and, you know, fights like that as I was a kid. But Mike Perez, I'd rather see the Shannon Briggs fight than Mike Perez. I'll be honest.
I mean, I don't see how you got this misconstrued. I mean, he says, I really don't think Deontay Wilder would be a good fight for Joshua. I'd much prefer to see him fight Mike Perez. He needs a couple more fights, but that could be a great to watch. So, I
would actually assume that you're right in this interpretation.
They're talking, I mean, the interview.
How I first read it.
I mean, but the interview is with Mike Tyson about his win over Vladimir Klitschko. So why would he be giving his trajectory on Wilder's next fight? And before that, he says something like, after Klitschko's fight, nobody is going to watch Deontay Wilder or any of those guys. They won't pay for it. If they want the best, and the best is Joshua. So that, you know, that's what he's saying. Like, Joshua's the only draw. No one else could do a pay-per-view. Mm-hmm. All eyes are on Joshua, but he's also saying don't fight Wilder, fight Mike Perez. I don't know. I mean, look, when a guy like Tyson says something like that, obviously, you know, you scratch your head and you're trying to make some sense of it. But
well, remember, Mike Tyson also wasn't the guy that went through the murderer's row of the heavyweight division in his prime. You know, he feasted on some bums, you know, to use the lack of a better word. And there's a lot of people that discredit Mike Tyson's heavyweight reign as being a very subpar one and one that was all hype because of the lack of names that he actually beat. So, again, I don't think that this is, in a way, him thinking that Wilder and Joshua isn't a big fight. I just think he feels like it needs to marinate. And I'm not saying that's right. I'm just saying that's why I feel like he thinks that fight needs to marinate. And for some reason, that has become acceptable in the sport, that we can now marinate fights.
Well, there's another quote, you know, he says in the article, obviously, they say with his newly acquired status as the number one fighter in the heavyweight division, Tyson believes that Joshua is the only fighter fans will want to see and thinks a fight with WBC title holder Deontay Wilder is not a good idea. Tyson now explained, and I quote, with what Joshua can bring, now everyone will want to fight him because he brings the money to the table. After the Klitschko fight, nobody is going to want to watch Deontay Wilder or any of those guys. They won't pay for it. They want the best, and the best is Joshua. So,
now, is it possible that he's saying that he's not connecting Wilder and Joshua's name? Like, he's just saying nobody wants to see Wilder fight someone. People want to see Joshua. You get what I'm saying? You
know, I wonder if there's a typo, right? Because he says here, with what Joshua can bring, now everyone will want to fight him, right? But, I mean, it kind of would have made sense, like, anyone can fight him. with what he brings now, anyone can fight him, and it's going to be a draw because he is the cash cow. But listen, we talked about it enough. Let's open up the phone lines. You guys know the number, 1-425-569-5241. You want to chop it up about this one, press 1. Let us know, what do you think about this topic? Hipster, any final thoughts before I do open up the phone lines and go to the sponsors?
Nope. Callers and sponsors, let's go.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
Going out to the milkman in Hotlanta.
I told y'all a long time ago, the Kirkland will go down 3 rounds.
All right, right hand. Down goes Kirkland. Smack me up.
Next, I got milk, baby. Got milk, baby.
Yeah, you know, I'm not really understanding what he's saying. Is he saying that from a skill level, Joshua isn't ready for Wilder? Is that what y'all are thinking?
I really have no clue, man. I'm reading this article over and over. I've read it before we got here. It just seems like because he picked, you got to remember, he picked Vladimir.
And again, we're talking about Mike Tyson here. Like, who's not the most
person. Don't go down that road. He picked Vladimir to beat Joshua, so he obviously doesn't think Joshua is that experienced. He's giving him credit for getting off the floor and doing what he did, but he's saying, don't fight Wilder. So it's kind of evident. If you want to paint it in another light, I can see that angle. But to me, it seems like he's saying, I picked the old guy to win. This young guy, he better not fight. But he is the cash cow. That's what you're getting out of this.
That's Ness's interpretation of this, milkman.
So what is yours, sir?
To me, that sounds...
Well, let's let milkman have his call, and then I'll give my interpretation of all this.
To me, it sounds like Mike is saying that from a skill level, Joshua isn't ready to fight Wilder. And if that's the case, then I would have to disagree with him. I think skill for skill, they're about the same, you know. Maybe one guy might do something a little bit better than the next, but I think they're in the same ballpark. I think they could fight now, and it would be a pretty evenly matched fight. I would have to disagree with Mike, man. You know, with him picking Vlad over Joshua, like I said, I think he is getting at the point that Joshua, on skill level, isn't ready for Wilder. I disagree.
All right. Now, there is the notion, Matt, that Tyson and Wilder don't like each other. And maybe Tyson is simply saying, Wilder's nobody. Joshua shouldn't fight him.
Is there that interpretation out there, or that feeling out there in boxing that Tyson, Mike Tyson and Deontay Wilder don't get along? I haven't heard that.
I'll be honest. I haven't heard the interview, but I seen a headline by Fight Hype or where it says, like, you know, something around, and I'm paraphrasing here, something around, you know, Wilder kind of comes at, I don't know, heavyweights or whatever, older heavyweights or something like that. I'm telling you, we would have to, you know, but.
I'll put this way. I definitely don't interpret this as Mike Tyson throwing shade on Anthony Joshua in any way. I definitely don't interpret it as him picking the older guy in Klitschko to win and now sort of downplaying Joshua in some way by saying he should fight Mike Perez. I don't see that at all. I don't see the motive behind it at all. So I don't see why Mike Tyson would say that. I think Mike Tyson, in the best way he can eloquate, is that Joshua is the megastar. And he did also mention about the whole like Afro-European thing and how the comparisons haven't dealt with as much stuff as African-Americans. He was like, that's bullshit. Like, we have to stop thinking about that. I thought that was amazing of him to say, because very few people on this side of the pond really talk about that and say that, no, we're equal. So I like that. And then I thought he was just pumping up the heavyweight division.
I don't have the message sound by him, so I don't interrupt. Deontay Wilder tells Mike Tyson, stop hating. Says former champions are being two-faced. So there's
conspiracy theory, you know. It does kind of sound like maybe this is him throwing shade on Wilder now instead of Joshua. I don't know.
I mean, listen, all we do is present the facts. You guys draw up your own conclusions. Donald, California, talk to us.
What's up? I don't think in no way Mike Tyson is throwing shade on Joshua. I can look at it in a couple of different perspectives. I could see how he could say Joshua would need to fight Perez from a standpoint of he wants to see him kind of fight a heavyweight that's not more of a puncher but a boxer, because we can all agree that seeing what Gerald did to Wilder, that from what I got from that, what I seen that fight, I said, wow, what he did to Wilder in four rounds, I said, the guy that's going to be Wilder, he has to be a puncher and a boxer. But we know Wilder's not a boxer. He's a puncher. So the punching is going to carry you so far. And so far, what we've seen, the punching power has carried Wilder a long way. Now, if Joshua can just prep up his boxing skills a little bit more better, because we know he's a puncher, I can see him being the guy to beat Wilder coming in as a puncher boxer. So maybe Mike is saying he needs to fight somebody like Perez just to force him to fight a boxer more than less than a puncher. Maybe that's why. Other than that, I can't really see why he would say that. And that's probably why he's saying, you know, Joshua does need to fight him right now, because Joshua needs to get to be a little bit more of a boxer than less of a puncher. But the puncher power will always be there if he can prep up his boxing skills a little bit more better. And then maybe that's his aspect of saying, get some more boxing skills, and then I can see you going in there beating Wilder. Maybe that's what he means. I don't know. I didn't see the interview, or I didn't read the interview. I'm just going based off of what I've heard you guys say for right now, and that's just what I'm giving on output from what I'm hearing from you guys.
Well, all right, Donald, let's keep it moving. See everyone else's thoughts. We're going out from Cali to Texas, class and bound. What's your thoughts on this?
Okay, so to be honest, I don't really think Tyson's really hating. I think it's more just like, give yourself some time, because, you know, I'm one of the people that does believe that if you take a tough fight, you should get a, like, no, I shouldn't say a soft touch, but like a keep busy fight, because, you know, you don't want to wear yourself out all that much, because the Wilder Parker fights, Ortiz is a mandatory. Like, those fights aren't easy. Those fights, he can lose those fights. So I think it's important that Joshua get in as many rounds as he can. This mandatory that they're ordering with Pulev, I think that's a good fight for him to be able to, you know, get brush up more on his skills. Like, he knows what he needs to work on now, and he looks a bit vulnerable right now. Even though he did defeat Vladimir, like, Tyson Fury, even though, like, Matt was right, the reason it was more, it's more showy is because Anthony Joshua was far more popular than Tyson Fury. I keep telling everyone this, like, when you're the face, or when all eyes are on you, most people will talk about you, even if someone else did it first. So, I mean, keep Anthony busy. Deontay, he just needs to focus on getting unification. If not, fight somebody that'll be willing to step in the ring with him. But that's all I've got for you.
I don't know, man. I mean, if Mike is really saying this, asking him to fight Mike Perez, that seems like a step back. That means
now, very quickly, do you think that it could be, again, this is really looking way too in depth in it, probably. Do you think it's like Mike Tyson saying that Joshua needs to fight like an American name that's not Wilder to build up a fight with an American like Wilder? Because Tyson is a promoter. Maybe he's using his promoter hat right now.
Listen, Mike Perez is an American, bro. He's a fucking Cuban heavyweight that hasn't done much of anything. And let's remember, you know, he could be saying fight Mike Perez. Mike Perez fought Brian Jennings. Brian Jennings fought Vladimir Klitschko. Brian Jennings possibly fought Klitschko when he had 19 fights. You know, he didn't get dropped. It's not that he did better than Joshua, but he didn't get dropped, you know, and he doesn't have the amateur background of Joshua. Maybe this is a call for regress, a call for pump the brakes. I don't know. New Jersey, I mean, talk to us.
Fellas, what's good?
What up?
Right quick, I want to step in there and say, I think him calling for Joshua to fight Mike Perez or anybody else besides Wilder is the same thing that we all saw. If you compare it to firearms, I don't know if anybody know gun talk, but if Joshua is a 50 caliber, it'll knock you down, but it's hard to handle. Wilder's more like a 40 caliber. That's why police use him, because you got power plus the flexibility. You got handleability. So they're both skill-wise at the same level, but Wilder is the more dangerous fighter. Wilder's got one-punch knockout power. And when you talk physiologically, Joshua physically can't turn over his punches and have the range of motion that Wilder has. So Mike sees what we saw, and he's telling him that he just needs more work. And to class and balance point, give him a softer touch and let him get more rounds. Let Wilder continue to develop, and they'll meet when they're ready. I'm not saying it wouldn't be a good fight now, but it's okay to let them both, you know, get a little better in that regard. And I don't think Mike's hating at all. I didn't look at the Fight Hype article, although I saw it, but I don't really trust Fight Hype's accuracy. So that's another story, but keep it moving, fellas.
I want to ask Amin a quick question. How much longer till this fight's ready? Like, in your opinion, how much longer till Joshua Wilder's ready? 12 months? 24 months? You know, what's your, how many fights down the line? What's your perception of it?
12 months. One fight apiece. One fight apiece and line them up.
Okay.
That's it, Matt. And that is too, because I think it's fair to have them fight now, but I think people will change. And then we talk about the betting lines and all those things that we can't account for. I just think it's fair if we do one more fight apiece and let them rock out. 12 months. That's it. Within a year. That fight's got to be done by the end of 2018. Win, lose, or draw.
All right. Thanks for calling in. It strikes me as odd, Matt, when you hear guys say, well, Joshua just fought the best heavyweight in the world. Wilder needs to fight somebody. He's a bum. I'm saying, well, man, if you just watch the best heavyweight in the world be dethroned by the youngest, strongest, most popular heavyweight, why not just have him on a belt collection run? Just,
you know what it is?
Jewelry.
I call it the Fernando Vargas effect, especially with people that have watched boxing the last 20 years. You know, we saw a great prospect in Fernando Vargas get put through the wood chipper, got fought great after great after great when he was not ready, and that ruined his career. And I think a lot of people post Fernando Vargas have always sort of been concerned about putting guys in tough fight after tough fight after tough fight with legends, because that does wear you out. It does. We've seen it. So I understand it. I may not agree with it in this instance, but I definitely understand that plight.
Hey, if you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget to subscribe to the channel. We're going to be doing a live viewing of Canelo versus Julio Cesar Chavez. The pay-per-view, we'll be watching it live here on this channel during the fight with all the co-hosts. Matt was flying out, man. We're still trying to make it happen, see if he could get down to the studio in time. And we'll also be doing an immediate reaction. So you want to subscribe right here above to the YouTube channel, because we'll be doing immediate reactions to not only Canelo versus Chavez weigh-in later on this afternoon, but also an immediate reaction to the win, the winner, or the post-fight of that fight. And obviously, thumbs up help with the visibility of the show, and it lets us know that you enjoy these midday shows. We're trying to expand and get a larger audience, so if you enjoy what you're watching, what you're listening to, hit that thumbs up button. It always helps to drop a 5-star review on iTunes. Let's get on out to Mr. Anonymous.
Hey, what's up? This is Mike Hunt. I just wanted to say that, like,
damn, did he say Mike Hunt?
You remember during his last fight when he...
No. He said Mike Hunt. Sorry, Anonymous.
Oh, no, he said Mike Hunt.
No, he did not.
He did.
No, if I just have a really big penis, I can suck my own cock.
Oh, damn. Fuck. You're right.
Yeah, I was right. What? Come on, dude. Like, you really going to argue with the producer here? Come on.
No, you should have never brought him in. Terrell.
What? You brought him in.
Mike put Mike Tyson. I said, oh, shit. I didn't know you connected him.
Yo, what up, boxing boys? What up? That's what I'm at. I'm not sure if Mike Tyson is hating. I'm not sure what to think about Mike Tyson either. But as far as him fighting Mike Perez, I don't see the point in that. I agree with the other caller. Where you said they should both have one fight apiece. I think that's cool, and I think that's where they meet up. But I don't know if that's going to happen. I don't know what you guys think, but I think it might get dragged out a little bit longer. So I guess this is something we're going to have to wait for, because it might be more than one fight, probably, you know, because if Wilder fights Bellew, then fights Parker, then, you know, that's more than one fight. And if that's the route it has to go, then I guess that's the route it has to go. But I think it's going to be, I don't know, I think it might be late 2018. I don't know. I just don't see Hearn, you know, in a rush to make the fight.
All right, brother. Well, thanks for calling in from BK to the city of brotherly love. Rod in Philly, talk to us.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? I gotta agree with the Fernando Vargas effect just a little bit. That they don't want to throw him to you know, like the witch of like he was saying. But you gotta look at it like this: he's the most polished, best, pure boxer. I guess you could say pure boxer out of Wilder, him, and Parker. I mean, Ortiz, I feel like someone's going to deal with Ortiz just based off his old age, so I don't really see him. I see him and Wilder going at it, him getting knocked out by Wilder or something like that. But I feel like what Mike was saying, you know, I think he was just, you know, I think he's just judging off country-wise, because, I mean, he said the same thing. I mean, he did the opposite with Manny Pacquiao and Floyd. He said Manny was going to hurt Floyd and this and that, and, I mean, we saw what happened. So we can't take too much stock in the Mike. But I believe the big wild card in all of this is Tyson Fury.
Well, all right. Fury is the wild card, but Wilder has some choice words about Fury and his weight. He needs to get down 115 pounds, so Wilder thinks he might not ever come back. We're going out to the UK. Idris, talk to us.
Yeah, man, can you hear me?
Loud and clear, sir.
Yeah, man, I'm a bit disappointed in Mike Tyson, man. He's my favorite fighter of all time, man. I've got his biography, I've read it front to back, but it seems like he's a bit out of touch, man. And to be honest with you, I don't even know if he's ever even watched any Anthony Joshua's fights, man. He just feels like he has to have a say in such a monumental heavyweight fight, you know what I mean? But Wilder, can I tell you something about Wilder, yeah? I've got a lot of respect for him now, man, because when he went out there to the UK, he felt a bit lost, but I was watching a Snapchat story of Sky Sports, and that's just something that's not going to be at a fight, and that's just a story for what's happening. I'm looking at his face. There was a moment Migos was playing, and the camera's on him, and he's just looking around 90,000, and he looked a bit starstruck, but he looked like a guy that struck gold. And I'm telling you now, he's come back as a changed man, complete changed man. He's got a goal, and I think this is a rebirth of the real Deontay Wilder, the potential we've been trying to see for years, you know what I mean? So I'll give him a lot of props, man, because what I saw in his eyes.
Yo, wait a minute. Let me find out you Rastafari and Selassie or something, huh?
What's that?
Any Rastafarian blood in you?
Nah, do you know what? I am East African though, man.
I don't know, because Wilder told me, he said, yo, you'd be impressed by how many UK fans I got. And the more and more kind of Jamaican-sounding fans they call in are Wilder fans, is what I'm starting to notice.
No. I'm not even any Rastafarian and that, man. Me, I'm a Muslim, you know, man. I'm African as well. But what I'm saying is I noticed something, man, in him, and it just seemed like this was the motivation and the push. I guarantee you, you're going to see a change, man. If ever someone got experience out of not fighting in a fight and just watching, this is the guy, you know what I mean? So he's gonna come back, and I think we're gonna see major improvement in him, and he's gonna just take this seriously. And one thing about him, we all have to remember, this guy has the green title, man. That that's just it, man. That's bottom line, he's got a green title, man. So I know he feels a bit like left out, but if he just remembers he's got a green title and just comes out and has his fights and not think about people trying to call out what people are going to think. That's why I want him to just take on Bellew, knock him out in the UK. Because this guy was he was signing pictures like paparazzi and stuff. I think that became overwhelming for him, man. I don't even know if he gets that over there in the USA, but we're talking paparazzi. He probably opened a newspaper, saw his pictures in the front page, and not front page, but like one of the pages and stuff like that. So, you know what? Let's just see what this does to him, man, because I think he gained a lot of experience. and he didn't even fight. But we got to see, man.
Well, all right, Idris, thank you for calling in. Obviously, we appreciate it. We just want to thank everyone that tuned in. Remember, future, present, past, it doesn't hurt to hit that thumbs up button. Helps with the visibility of the show. Lets me and the hipster know you appreciate these midday shows. I mean, look, for the hipster, it's like 9 a.m. over there. So show them some love. Give us that support. Remember, we got some exclusive Earl Spence stuff right before the big fight with Kell Brooker and Brummel Lane. We got some never-before-seen footage. TBV interacting with Earl Spence, very long, in-depth interview only on Patreon. So head on over to Patreon and support us on Patreon. It helps us, obviously, continue to do what we do. Matt, final thoughts.
I just think it's odd. We have the former biggest name in heavyweight division in Mike Tyson. We have now the biggest name in the sport, the biggest name in the heavyweight division, Anthony Joshua. I think it was kind of obvious that we're going to get headlines of these two guys either talking about each other or just their names connected, either comparisons and such. And this one kind of seemed a little bit, not negative, but definitely not the most positive. Especially because there's some shade thrown at either Wilder or Joshua or both or neither. So it's going to be interesting to see going forward the current crop of heavyweight elites get the respect from the former guys like Evander Holyfield, like Mike Tyson, like Lennox Lewis and such. I think it's kind of needed for the next generation to get the respect of the former. So hopefully they get that going forward.
Absolutely. Really quick, I want to remind all the TBV listeners in the world to collect your absolutely free VIP Boxing Voice collection. You know, we got dog tags. We got boxing gloves, singles and doubles. We even got one for the ladies, some stuff for the Mexicans, definitely. And it's all free, courtesy of our sponsor, MI Promotions. They want to give every single listener one of these boxing-related pendants and necklaces absolutely free. You heard that? Free, just because you listen to TBV. So head on over to theboxingvoice.com, click on the banner, and collect your absolutely free boxing glove necklace or, you know, what did Doomsday call this thing? The mariachi thing? What is it? La cara de muerte? You know, you can get your pink glove for all the women out there, all the women that want to support breast cancer awareness. We got the fight. Breast cancer awareness gloves for you. People that want to act like you won the golden gloves, well, then guess what? We got every color for you with a single glove, the double glove, absolutely free just because you listen to the Boxing Voice Radio. And at the same time, you're going to be supporting your very favorite show. I am your host, Nestor Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO, and you can catch my co-hosts.
And I am Matt Hunter, the hipster. You can find me at Mixed Combat News on Twitter and Matt Hunter TBV on Instagram. And my MMA podcast, Mixed Combat Radio, is on Patreon, SoundCloud, iTunes, etc. I will be doing a show of that today sometime, obviously around TBV, because TBV, number one priority. Peace.
Don't forget, actually, to head on over to our Instagram page and pick up the promo code for free shipping. You got 2 days left on TBV store, free shipping. Pick up your Mexican edition Boxing Voice shirt, Honduras, Puerto Rico, whatever country you're from, we got you covered. Plus a tons of other stuff. You need coffee mugs, whatever you want, TBV. And remember, your support makes sure that we go around the world and bring you the most exclusive content. And when I say exclusive on Patreon, we have things you've never seen before. We just updated. You want to head on over there and get all the perks that you can get. Later.